From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama has granted a request from Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Corbett to intervene in a labor dispute affecting a rail system in the Philadelphia area. A three-member emergency board will mediate the contract dispute, which means engineers and electricians have to go back to work and continue negotiations, although they won't have to do face-to-face meetings. And as Aaron Moselle reports from member station WHYY in Philadelphia, the strike is affecting thousands of residents, many of whom rely on the system for their livelihood.
The strike took effect after several hundred union electricians and engineers walked off the job. The groups have been working without a contract and want retroactive pay raises. Anthony Rocca had no idea the trains wouldn't be running. He was flying from Los Angeles when negotiations flatlined.
I was hoping to get home early, and now I'm going to have my daughter or my wife drive into town and pick me up.
Nearly 60,000 people ride on SEPTA's commuter lines each weekday. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.
Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with Iraq's foreign minister, telling him the U.S. is committed to supporting Iraq. That is, President Obama considers his military options on the situation in Iraq. Kerry says U.S. assistance would only be successful if Iraqi leaders put aside differences, working for national unity to confront the threat of the Islamist militant group ISIS. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says the U.S. aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush is moving into the Persian Gulf. Egypt's prosecutor referred 13 men to trial on charges of attempted rape and sexual assault. Mayor Kennedy in Cairo reports this comes amid a new government push to address rampant harassment.
The men are accused of partaking in mass sexual assaults in Cairo's Tahrir Square, including some attacks that happened during a celebration rally the night President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi was inaugurated. A horrific video from that night sparked public outcry. It shows a mob of men violently assaulting a bloodied, naked woman. This kind of sexual violence happens regularly at rallies in Egypt, but the government responding to the problem is new. Several hundred demonstrators gathered in central Cairo to protest the endemic sexual harassment on Egyptian streets. At that rally, police arrested two other men, accusing them of saying lewd remarks to female protesters. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
The legal status of more than 500 same-sex couples who legally wed in Wisconsin this week is in question. Last week, U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb struck down the state's ban on gay marriage, but Friday she put the ruling on hold, meaning no more same-sex marriages, while an appeal from the state's Republican Attorney General makes its way through the courts. The World Cup so far right now, Ivory Coast is playing Japan, and at this hour, Japan is leading 1-0. Colombia beat Greece 3-0. Costa Rica beat Uruguay 3-1. This is NPR News. Washington, D.C. has just premiered a new addition to the American canon of opera. It's by playwright David Henry Hwang, and it's about the suicide of an army private, and it's based on a true story. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, Danny Cheng killed himself in Afghanistan in 2011, that after being hazed by fellow soldiers.
The son of Chinese immigrants, Private Danny Chen, grew up in New York City and enlisted in the Army after high school. At age 19, Chen shot himself dead in Afghanistan after enduring verbal and physical abuse from his comrades. David Henry Hwang wrote the libretto for the opera, An American Soldier.
Danny Chen seems to fall into a long tradition of incidents where Asians are discriminated against because they're not perceived as sufficiently American.
Chen was recently memorialized in New York City, where the street of his childhood home was codenamed Private Danny Chen Way. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
The latest organization denouncing the Washington NFL team name is asking its 40,000 members in the Mid-Atlantic area to boycott games and also team merchandise. A sector of the United Church of Christ says changing the name of Washington's football team won't solve the problems of Native Americans, but the Reverend John Deckenbach says it will send a strong message. The church's Central Atlantic Council voted today to urge members to join the boycott. This year, team owner Dan Snyder has been getting a lot of pressure to change the name, but he says he will never do that. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.